Now let's come to Unit 3, More Beautiful, 第三单元，更加美丽。Lesson 9, Unit 3, 第三单元，第九课， More Beautiful, 意思是更加美丽。Now this unit will tell us how to help protect our environment and make our city or make our country more beautiful.那么本单元将和我们讨论怎么样帮助使我们的城市使我们的国家更加美丽。首先我们看一段对话。
Where have you been, Hunan? I called you, but you weren't in your office. Now Victor asked Hunan, Where have you been?I called you, but you weren't in your office. From the picture we see, Hu Lan is now in her office. I called you.
Called, 打电话。
We can also say I phoned you.
但是你不在办公室。
I've been to your paper factory.
我刚才到一个造纸厂去了。
Look at the picture.This is a paper factory, maybe.
What did you do there? 那么你在造纸厂干什么呢?
I found that the factory was pouring wastewater into the river near it. Look at the picture. The factory was pouring wastewater into the river near it. Look, the water is dark and it's very dirty. It comes outFrom the factory. So the river has become very dirty. Lots of fish have died.
我发现那所工厂正在往那个附近的河里面那个排放废水
waste water. The river has become very dirty.
河水变得非常的脏
Lots of fish have died.That is, a lot of fish have died, or many fish have died.
许多鱼都死掉了。
That's terrible. Do you think Greener China can do something?
Greener China, 意思是更加绿色的中国。啊，我们可以译作意义是中国的环境保护，中国的绿色组织。
Do you think Greener China can do something?
你认为中国的绿色保护组织能够做些什么吗?
Yes, of course. We can write a story about it to the TV station and the newspaper.
A story about it. 这个地方的 story 是一个报道,一个事实的报道。我们可以向电视台和报纸写一篇有关这个事情的介绍或者报道。
Yes, of course, we can write a story about it to the TV station and the newspaper.
Good idea. Businessmen are afraid of newspapers and the TV stations. 好主意。Businessmen, 意思是生意人、经营者、厂家。那些商人是最害怕报刊和电视台的。那么从刚才这段对话里面是谈论有关一个 paper factory 向那个附近的河里面排放污水 so
pouring wastewater into the river near it
那么我们知道 wastewater 它是非常有害的
when wastewater is being poured into the river will be very, very dirty. And the living things in the river will die.
那么河水将会非常的肮脏。河里面的生物呢也会死去。
What is worse?
更严重的是
when people drink the water from the river, it will do harm to people's health.
更糟糕的是如果人们饮用了这个河里面的水那就要危害到危及到人们的
健康，甚至于危及到人们的生命。于是为了保护环境，我们成立了 Greener China 这样一个 organization。 Greener China 就是让我们的国家更加绿，也就是一个绿色的保护组织。 OK, now let's look at some questions. 下面我们看几个问题。 Number one,
How long have you been a member of Greener China?
I have been with Greener China for a year.
What have you done since you joined Greener China?
I've written a book on the environment.
How long 的意思是多久 ?How many days? How many years?
How long have you been a member of Greener China?
你当中国的绿色保护组织的成员有多久了
?I've been with Greener China for a year. That is, I've been a member of Greener China for a year.
我和这个组织在一块已经有一年的时间了。
What have you done since you joined Greener China?
从你加入到这个组织以后，你干了些什么？自从你加入这个组织以来，你做一些什么呢？
I have written a book on the environment.
Environment 是环境的意思。
A book on the environment, that is a book about the environment.
我写过一本有关环境的书。在这段对话里面，请大家特别注意
How long have you been?
How long 的意思是多长时间多久了。通常回答这样的问题的时候，常用 for
a year, for 3 days, for many hours 等等，
或者是用 since 引导的时间状语从句。 For example, since you joined Greener China. 好，下面我们再看一组对话的例子。
How long have you been at this school?
你在这所学校上学有多长时间呢？
For over 2 years.
他的完整回答是
I have been at this school for over 2 years.
我在这所学校已经有2年多的时间。
Over 是 more than 的意思。 For over 2 years means for more than 2 years.
How many English words have you learned since you came? 自从你来这儿，已经学过多少英语单词？
So, how many English words have you learned since you came?
About 1,000. 在刚才我们看到的两段对话里面，都出现了现在完成时 have been, have learned. 那么这又是现在完成时的一个用法。现在完成时除了可以表示发生在过去对现在有影响的动作和行为以外，还可以表示开始在过去一直延续到现在的动作或者是行为。好，请看图解。
I have been with Greener China for 4 years.
我和中国的绿色保护组织的在一块呢已经有4年的时间了。
I have lived here since 1998.
我自从1998年起就一直住在这儿。那么这个四年的时间，或者从1998年到现在，都是一个延续性的时间。因此我们可以看到，现在完成时它可以表示开始在过去啊，一直延续到现在的一个行为。比如说一年、两年、三年、四年 for 4 years 啊，延续有4年的一个动作和行为，或者是自从1998年啊，98年、99年、2000年、2001年啊，到现在一共延续有4年的时间，所以现在完成时可以表示开始在过去一直延续到现在的行为，请看。
I have written a book since you joined Greener China.
自从你加入到中国的绿色保护组织的起，我已经写过了一本书了。那么这个时间呢，是自从某一个时间，
一直到现在，也就是从98年一直到现在啊，延续到现在。那这个时候这个时间状语有 since 后面加上一个过去的具体时间，或者表示过去开始的某一个动作的时间，这是现在完成时的又一个用法。例如我教书已经有30多年了， So I have taught for over 30 years。 那么从我开始教书到现在已经延续了有30年的时间， So for over 30 years。 那么也就是从我一毕业一直到现在我都在教书。我可以说 I have taught since I graduated， 啊，自从我毕业到现在我一直在教书，那是表示开始在过去一直延续到现在的动作或者是行为。 For example， 我们已经学了两本书了， So we have learned two books。 那么我们开始学这本书呢，是过去某一个时间，那一直延续到现在，两本书， We have learned two books。 那也是表示过去一二三四一直累积的到现在的这样一个动作，也可以用现在完成时。比如说自从我们进中学到现在已经学了将近1000个单词了， So we have learned nearly 1000 English words since we came to middle school。 好，这是关于现在完成时的又一个用法，请大家注意。